Mayor DiPlessis here for the Cigar Coop Coalition PCA 2024 here in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. And, standing here with none other than Nicholas Perdomo III. Nicholas, it's so great to see you again, my friend. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
You know, it's only been a few short months since the last PCA. This was always going to be a weird one for us, but I think it's of special note that we still need to bring up the amazing project that you worked on to celebrate the 30-plus years of your family's history in this industry with the 30th anniversary, the 30 años, right behind me in the three expressions that we've come to know. But tell us just a little bit more about this project and what it's like to see it now on the shelves for the last few months.
Thanks, Bear. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to share this brand with everyone. So this is our 30th anniversary of the cigar. It's an honor for my parents, Nick and Janine Perdomo. Now almost going on almost 32 years, they founded our company, and it's an honor of them. All the tobaccos are 15-year age, so we have Connecticut, we have Sungrown, we have Maduro in three different wrappers. It's one of our more softer brands, so even though the tobaccos are 15-year age, which is a long time, the tobaccos still have some strength, but I would say they're a little bit softer, very balanced, very finesse type of tobaccos. And the way we blended the tobaccos from the three main regions, Jalapa, Canega, and Esteli, it's just a really exquisite, fine type of cigar, something we're really proud of, and the reception's been unbelievable. This is one of the biggest releases I think I've ever seen in our industry, and the brand's still hot. We're looking to potentially expand this year, maybe another 15-20 accounts. It all just depends on our inventory, because at the end of the day, the 75 accounts we brought on board, we have to make sure that we can regularly keep sending them the product that they order. So you can imagine 15-year age tobaccos. It's hard to do a mass production, which it is impossible.
It sounds like you need 30 years of history to amass that type of tobacco, at least. Yeah, so, but I really love how you were able to. You guys are still staying true to everything. While there is this difference in these special tobaccos, and they are something of worthy and from you know, you still didn't go away from your roots. You know, the Perdomo has always been known for like the three expression tier of everything that you guys have done, with some exceptions here and there. But I love that, you know, that you were able to bring it. Now, you said that the softer thing caught my ear, and I think that's really important, because I've smoked all three of these. I've had the blessing and the opportunity to, and there is something about that smoke that is very velvety in texture. It is a softer blend, but there's a wonderful complexity to all three of these, and it's certainly worthy of being called your 30th anniversary.
Thank you.
So I know you and Arthur Kemper work together particularly on this end, but I know it takes a whole team. It always takes a village, as they say.
Sure.
But how important was it for you to be a part of this? I know you've been in the business for more than a few years now, and we've still got the horizon to go. So this is really exciting. But as you are here for, you know, as you continue to be here for many milestones to come, how was it like working on this one specifically, and how well, it may change your process as you look to milestones to the future.
Sure. I mean, it was very informative for me. I mean, especially the learning process, because, you know, Arthur designed everything with the packaging. He surprised us. I actually saw it before he showed it to my dad and my mom. So, but being able to see the different intricacies, not only just within the packaging, but also being involved with the cigars, with the blending, making sure, just checking, rechecking, making sure everything was executed properly. That was really invaluable for me, especially for the future. So, because we have some things coming here in the future.
Absolutely. There's the 40th, the 50th, the 60th, and beyond.
Yeah, but then there's something else too. So
something else too. Oh man. You know how Coop hates teasers. Good thing he's over there. He's not listening, so it's fantastic. But, Nicholas, it's, again, the honor, the privilege of being able to speak with you today. Thank you so much for the opportunity. We look forward to whatever you're talking about and all the great things to come for Perdomo.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, everybody. Nicholas Perdomo III, everybody. We'll see you soon.